解决纠纷难道只能打官司？不用那么麻烦，上您传授三字诀 ADR 诉讼外纷争解决机制，像是邻居纷争、消费争议、劳资问题或甚至医疗纠纷，都可以利用 ADR 来解决，程序简单有效率，并且不用花大钱，方便、快速又和谐。遇到纠纷选择 ADR， 不必打官司，让你省时又省钱。
以上广告由司法院提供。
The investigation continues into a food poisoning outbreak at a restaurant in Taipei. So far, 18 victims have been identified. 2 have died and 5 are in critical condition.
Early on Thursday, autopsies were conducted on the 2 dead victims in hopes of identifying the toxin to blame.
So far, 2 people have died from suspected food poisoning after eating at a Polam Kapitiam restaurant in Taipei. Prosecutors and forensic pathologists conducted autopsies on the bodies Thursday morning. Families of the victims are distraught.
We come here today with heavy hearts and immense sorrow, but we trust that law enforcement and the judiciary, as well as all the relevant agencies and experts, will provide my father and our family with closure. The first thing I did after my husband passed away on March 24th was report the matter to authorities. I asked prosecutors to examine the body so that I could get justice for my husband. I hope all the victims and their families can get the justice they deserve.
As part of an investigation, prosecutors have seized crucial evidence, including security camera footage and food supply sales slips. They've also taken statements from witnesses and other people related to the case. On Thursday, autopsies were conducted in hopes of identifying the toxin that caused the illness.
After examining the head, we looked at the stomach. We collected blood samples and stomach samples for analysis and culturing. Then we looked at the liver and kidneys to see whether there were any changes caused by toxic substances.
According to an ET Today report, diners who had ordered meals from the restaurant on food delivery apps also got sick.
While I was eating, I felt okay. I didn't feel anything. But the following day, I had an upset stomach and I was vomiting. I actually ordered 2 servings by accident. The next morning, I opened the one I hadn't eaten and it looked completely different from the photo. It was all black and it smelled sour.
The Taipei City government has ordered the restaurant group to close all its businesses. On Thursday, the city's Department of Health found that the company failed to register one of its outlets with the government.
During our talks with the restaurant group, we found that one of its businesses wasn't registered. And during our talks with them, they didn't mention this restaurant. The outlet in question is called Exotic Vegan Bar, and it was still open on Wednesday evening. The company will be fined 3 million NT in accordance with the Act governing food safety and sanitation.
Not only that, its Xingyi branch's liability insurance expired in October and had not been renewed.
In December, Cathay Century Insurance asked the company to pay its insurance premiums, warning that failure to pay would result in cancellation of the insurance policy. According to the Act governing food safety and sanitation, the maximum fine is 3 million NT.
At 5 p.m. on Thursday, the founder of Polam Kapitiam met Taipei's Department of Legal Affairs at City Hall. The business is now under not just a judicial investigation, but a probe from the city government.
Another U.S. congressional delegation is visiting Taiwan, led by the chair of House Subcommittee on Intelligence and Special Operations. The group met President Tsai Ing-wen and President-elect Lai Ching-te on Thursday.
Subcommittee Chair Jack Berkman said that the visit aimed to demonstrate Congress's strong support for the partnership between Taiwan and the U.S. He said he hoped the U.S. and Taiwan will work together to counter Chinese aggression in the region.
Another U.S. congressional delegation is visiting Taiwan. The lawmakers are from the Subcommittee on Intelligence and Special Operations of the House Committee on Armed Services. Led by Subcommittee Chair Jack Bergman, they were received by President Tsai Ing-wen on Thursday.
Thank you all for demonstrating bipartisan U.S. support for Taiwan through concrete action. In recent years, Taiwan has continued to work toward self-sufficiency and national defense. Through programs to develop and produce indigenous aircraft and naval vessels, we are showing the world our commitment to self-defense and to safeguarding freedom and democracy.
Our delegation is here to show Congress's continued support for our partnership. We will continue to assure our colleagues that this strategic relationship is key for the future security of the region.
Bergman voiced strong support for Taiwan.
This includes a strong Taiwan maritime strategy and how we can work together on shared goals to counter China on their increasingly aggressive actions in the region.
我和副总统当选人萧美琴大使在5月20号
Vice President-elect Xiaobi Kim and I will take our oaths of office on May 20th. I hope that Taiwan will continue to receive support and cooperation from the U.S. so that we can have a safer Taiwan, a more peaceful Indo-Pacific region, and a more stable Taiwan Strait.
The delegation also met Vice President Lai Ching-te and Vice President-elect Xiaobi Kim, who recently returned to Taiwan after a visit to Europe. Ahead of their inauguration, foreign political figures are making frequent visits, signaling strong support for Taiwan from the international community.
Former President Ma Ying-jeou is set to visit China in 4 days. On Thursday, Premier Chen Jianren said that if Ma meets with Chinese leader Xi Jinping, he should underscore Taiwan's sovereignty and independence.
The remarks met a sharp rebuttal from Ma's office, which asserted that Taiwan independence violates the ROC constitution.
Would you want to see a second meeting between Ma and Xi?
万一有这样的一个机会的话，他能够在习先生的面前。
If the occasion presents itself, I hope Ma can underscore that Taiwan is a sovereign, independent nation in front of Mr. Xi.
At the Legislative Yuan, Premier Chen Jianren said former President Ma Ying-jeou should champion Taiwan's sovereignty and independence if he meets with Chinese leader Xi Jinping. The appeal was met with sharp criticism from Ma's office, which released a statement accusing Taiwan independence supporters of violating the ROC constitution. The statement asserted that Taiwan is not a country but a part of China, defined as the ROC. It said the constitution recognized just one China and that the preamble to the constitution's additional articles mentions unification.
All President-elect Lai has to do is look at the ROC Constitution and the Act governing relations between the people of the Taiwan area and the mainland area, which state that the relationship between the two sides of the strait is not that of two countries. They are taking a submissive stance in hopes of gaining favor from Xi Jinping. We have been spending tens of millions every year on Ma Ying-jeou's benefits as a retired head of state. That money isn't being provided by the 1.4 billion people across the strait. You shouldn't become weak-kneed for the sake of trying to make history.
The convener of the Economic Democracy Union think tank, lawyer Lai Zhongqiang, weighed in. He said that if, during the meeting with Xi, Ma declares that the two sides of the strait are one China and agrees that China has sovereignty over Taiwan, it could be considered an act of treason and warrant prosecution.
From their point of view, when they talk about China, they are referring to the 1992 consensus. But you have to look at the current state of things. Even China doesn't find the 1992 consensus viable. If Ma Ying-jeou doesn't think that the ROC is a country, he should seek out his ancestors and go back to where he's from.
Critics are slamming Ma for his visit to China, his potential meet with Xi, and his denial of Taiwan's sovereignty.
Taiwan's water woes are worsening. Shimen Reservoir is now below 30% capacity, while Xinzhou's first and second Baoshan reservoirs are just above 30%.
Premier Chen Jianren says a response team has been formed to combat the drought.
Rainfall has underperformed since the start of the year, averaging just 30% to 60% of historical averages. There's also been high water demand for spring irrigation. We have asked the Ministry of Agriculture to assist farmers in using pond and river water for irrigation. Currently, we are in the second half of the spring dry season. As the seasons change and we enter the rainy season, the plum rain season, the government must prudently address the potential for extreme rainfall brought on by climate change.
The premier said spring rains have been scarce this year and that artificial cloud seeding has had limited success. He said that central and local governments are working together on water resource management to ensure a reliable supply to households and businesses nationwide. An 18-year-old boxer has just become the first from Keelung to make the national team. Chen Yuchen will represent Taiwan in a contest in Kazakhstan next month.
The high schooler lands more than 4,000 punches in training each day. His journey to represent Taiwan has not been plain sailing, with several ups and downs over the last few years. But his coach is confident that the young athlete has loads more potential to show off.
gloves on, and it's time to focus on landing a good punch. This vigorous training leaves no time for sloppiness. Chen Yuchen is a high school boxer from Geelong. He's just won gold at the national selection tournament, becoming the first boxer from Geelong to join the national boxing team. Chen started boxing just to kill time. Gradually, he fell in love with it and started to apply himself more and more. He's gone from bluster to solid skills, but the path of boxing is not an easy one.
After 7 months, he won his first medal at the National Middle School Athletic Games. Then, when he was a high school sophomore, there were loads of strange, I guess you would say, setbacks. He lost lots of matches just by a tiny margin. He was always losing 3-2.
In his first year at high school, Chen got a new coach, Li Yin, who's a former national team boxer himself. To use up his immense reserves of energy, the two went jogging together, boxed, and gradually unearthed Chen's extraordinary talent. He won bronze at the National Middle School Athletic Games that year. The next year, he lost out, but recommitted to his training and came back stronger in the third year. Now he's won gold in the national trials. Chen ends each day of training with a few bruises and has injured his hand several times. Once, he even had to see a doctor for a head concussion. But with occasional rehabilitation treatment, he keeps going. He won't give up easily.
I don't think I have any special feelings about getting onto the national team, but I think what's more meaningful for me is maybe being able to help Geelong.
Chen will travel to Kazakhstan to compete in his first international engagement in April. He hopes to win glory for Geelong as well as Taiwan through the simple method of just his fists.
Malaysian budget carrier AirAsia has suspended its Taipei to Tokyo route just 1 week after announcing it. Last week, AirAsia said it would expand its Northeast Asia footprint with three new routes connecting Taiwan and Japan: Taipei to Tokyo, Taipei to Okinawa, and Kaohsiung to Tokyo.
But in a sudden turn of events, the airline has suspended the Taipei-Tokyo route, citing instructions from Malaysia's aviation authority. The airline is offering a full refund to customers with bookings.
I was pretty dumbfounded. They offered lots of flights at a special fare, so we thought that AirAsia was genuinely committed. I never would have imagined they'd come right out and cancel everyone's bookings. For any accommodations or itineraries that you can't cancel, I recommend that you provide proof of your flight cancellation to those businesses. In the future, you should also buy travel inconvenience coverage when you book your flights. Air traffic rights are negotiated between countries. Although this route involved Taipei, the ability to fly that route required successful negotiation over air rights between Malaysia and Japan. This process of expanding flights could have encountered issues. We don't know.
Currently, the suspension affects only the Taipei-Tokyo route, which was to be operated by AirAsia subsidiary AirAsia X starting May 31st. The two other Taipei-Japan routes will launch as scheduled in mid-June, operated by the subsidiary Thai AirAsia. For the first time ever, Europe's Research International Network, or RIN, held its CEO's meeting in Asia this week. The event took place this week in Hsinchu.
The Industrial Technology Research Institute, or ITRI, showcased 16 of its overseas collaborations, which tackle challenges including labor shortages and climate change.
One arm picks up a wrench and another attaches a part to one end. The hand tool industry traditionally relies on manual labor, but this artificial intelligence system can use dual robots to revolutionize assembly, offering enterprises a solution to the labor shortage. This is just one of the groundbreaking technologies developed by the Industrial Technology Research Institute, or ITRI. Another highlight is this design for solar panel modules that are easily dismantled. Traditional encapsulation materials for modules are a challenge to remove, preventing the full recycling of solar cells and glass plates. But this new technology allows the recovery of high-purity silicon wafers that can be reused. For over 20 years now, ITRI has been a member of the European Trade Association of Research and Technology Organizations. The association's RTOs International Network, or RIN, held its yearly CEOs meeting in Asia for the first time this year. Following Taiwan's successful hosting bid, the event opened on March 26, showcasing cutting-edge technologies.
Taiwan Textile Research Institute developed an eco-friendly conductive ink, which has earned an R&D 100 award and a Gold Edison award. In addition, there's a collaboration with Germany's largest research organization called the Fraunhofer. It's an autonomous adaptive robot for welding large structural parts.
At the event, ITRI showed 16 of its overseas collaborations. Some have already been adopted by corporations at home and abroad. They include a low-temperature catalyst technology for reutilizing carbon dioxide. ITRI Senior Vice President Stephen Su, who recently became RIN Chair, said ITRI was working to enhance the global competitiveness of Taiwan's industries.
We were able to secure the position of chair in this international organization. Backed by international legislation, we want to promote Taiwan's innovative technologies to the world to help our industries be internationally competitive and achieve a certain position globally. This will facilitate our integration with the world. We were also able to share some of our thinking behind the 2035 technology strategy and roadmap with research organizations around the world.
Since its founding 5 years ago, RIN has become Europe's largest networking platform for global applied research and technology organizations. ITRI is striving to make its mark in the organization and to ensure Taiwan's industries stay ahead of the game with forward-thinking strategies.
Taiwan Plus is a festival of Taiwanese culture held in Japan. This May, for the first time, it will be held in Kyoto, after 4 successful years in Tokyo. Festival organizers are excited about what the new location will bring.
This year will also be the biggest Taiwan Plus ever, with the theme Kyoto Formosa. More than 100 Taiwanese brands will be exhibiting at the event.
Taiwan Plus attracted 200,000 visitors to Tokyo's Ueno last year. This year, the festival has been invited to Kyoto's Miyako Messe Exhibition Center and kicks off on May 11th.
I'm really looking forward to it because it used to be mostly about food, but this time there's also some cultural exchange, so I will definitely go.
This is the biggest Taiwan Plus ever, with 100 Taiwanese and Japanese businesses participating, many for the first time. Lots of well-known Japanese and Taiwanese musicians have been asked to join in to inaugurate a brand new cultural event.
It's a great honor to be invited over by Kyoto Prefecture. It's my first official invitation. This is going to be the grandest Taiwan Plus since it began, with more than 100 Taiwanese brands, about a 25% increase of Taiwanese brands going to Kyoto. There will also be local Kyoto brands working with the Taiwanese ones. It always used to be held in Tokyo, so I didn't have a chance to take part. Now our friends in the Kansai area can experience Taiwanese culture and food, so I'm really looking forward to it. The event will offer a rich range of culture and local traditions, allowing us to get to know Taiwan better and benefiting our future exchanges.
The General Association of Chinese Culture is running the festival at the behest of Kyoto Prefecture. It hopes to strengthen bilateral cultural exchange and friendship.
As a food poisoning outbreak rocks Taipei, a local food bank is taking precautions to reduce safety risks.
The policy now is to avoid foods that spoil quickly, such as bread with sweet or savory fillings. Staff are now careful to check each item to ensure it's within the expiration date. Anything not labeled with an expiration date is thrown out. Food is placed inside smart lockers, which are temperature controlled and disinfected daily. Donations from the public are accepted, but if you want to donate uncooked food, you should call ahead to ask if it's needed. Coffee is a standard part of everyday life for many people, but as we all know, too much coffee can be bad for your health.
A patient in Taichung recently found he had acid reflux and a stomach ulcer, probably due to drinking too much coffee to manage stress at work. The symptoms of stomach trouble can feel like chest pains, which had the patient wondering about heart problems.
fresh cup of coffee. It's a pick-me-up for many office workers. But take care you don't drink cup after cup and overdo it.
When work is hectic, I want to drink coffee. I find it really stress-relieving, and before I know it, I'm drinking more and more, sometimes a liter in one day. Then I really start to feel that my heart hurts.
Mr. Lin, in his 40s, drinks coffee almost like water while at work to relieve his stress. He pairs it with sweet snacks, but over time, he started to get sudden heart pains, which had him concerned about cardiovascular problems.
Luckily, a test showed there was no abnormality with my heart. I then went to the gastroenterologist, and the doctor diagnosed me with acid reflux and an ulcer.
Medical tests showed Mr. Lin had not just acid reflux, but also a serious duodenal ulcer. There were white lesions on the wall of his stomach. Luckily, 2 months of anti-acid treatment have yielded noticeable improvement.
Generally, people don't drink just coffee. They generally combine it with a sweet or some chocolate, some kind of cake or similar. All of that can increase the symptoms of acid reflux, especially for those with high blood pressure, which could make their symptoms more dangerous.
Doctors say that instead of going cold turkey, coffee drinkers should try to moderate their intake. When you feel tense, drinking heavily caffeinated drinks can cause the sphincters of the lower digestive tract to relax, which can make you liable to acid reflux.